Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
This is the special podcast to talk about Free Comic Book Day and the all-age comic books that you can get for free at your local comic book store. What is Free Comic Book Day? It basically is what the name entails. It's a chance for comic book stores to get you in the door for free stuff. At the end of the day, that's all it is. But also, what happens is all of the publishers, well, most of the publishers of some of the great books out there, produce free versions that are full size, and they're free, and they say, come in, get some, and celebrate along the hopes of that you will continue to go to your local comic book store or purchase them in some line either online or in some particular medium. That's the way it goes. There are about 26 books that are great for all age readers. There are just under 50 comic books in all this year for Free Comic Book Day. And a rule of thumb is that each comic book fan can take 5 books when they go to their local comic book store. So you could either make friends with the staff there and maybe you can get 10, or go to a couple comic book stores and you can get more than 5. That's a rule of thumb. But also, if you go there next week, like when the new releases come out, you can get 5 more, because the comic book stores are going to get so much product for Free Comic Book Day that's free, that there'll be some leftovers. We still get some leftovers every time we go, and that's weekly, because that's just the way supply and demand works. Okay, so let's start it off. Archie. Riverdale got a big old fat reboot, as I've mentioned a couple times on the podcast, and this is the first issue of Archie, and they just reprinted the first issue for Free Comic Book Day. It's a good chance for you to dig in to see why I've talked about it so fondly before, and why kids of any age will like it. It's Archie, so it's contemporary. It's Riverdale contemporized. He's in a rock band. There are still some subtle nods back to the 60s and 50s, like Pop's Soda Shop and other things that seem quaint or don't exist to today's tweens and teens. But the art is really tight. It's a great comic. It really is. It's going to appeal more to girls than boys, just by nature of Archie. But in this comic, Archie's a rock star. He really is a rock star. He plays in a band. He ends up saving the high school dance. Jughead eats a lot of hamburgers, and you'll like it. Be ye a boy or a girl, but more girls than boys will like it. Awake. Awake is a free comic from Action Lab, and Action Lab puts out some great stuff. They put out Hero Cats. They put out a new book that we like called I, Mage. And they push to Action Lab Dog of Wonder, and a new book that we want to check out in the near future called Superhero Resources. Awake, though, is a fable, and it's got a boy and a girl protagonist who are on parallel tracks, but they are unaware of each other's presence or what they're doing. But somehow or another, they're going to save the planet. And they've got a case of Motley Crue's. That's right, Tommy Lee follows him. His drum kit revolves. It's really crazy stuff. They've got some aliens and other stuff that follow each of them around. And it's got a story that a lot of kids will resonate with, because the boy's a little down on his luck. The girl's a little more kind of expected to do stuff. Kids are going to like it. It's Awake from Action Lab. Bob's Burgers also has a free comic book out. And this is neat. We like it because of the art. It has two stories, actually 3 stories, 2 short stories and 1 really short story, but it's neat and it's very clever for older readers because the art is very different. Like, there are some pieces of art, there's a cover gallery in the back that has some of the additional covers. It's just very clever art. It's all in a different style. It's very similar to SpongeBob comics. If you're familiar with the way that's produced, you're gonna like Bob's Burgers. It is on Dynamite. And this is consistently, always, one of our top 3 books that we get for Free Comic Book Day. It's from Boom Studios. And what is so great about this is it's a sampler of all of the titles from Boom Studios. And they have a cavalcade of great comics. For example, in the 2016 offering for Free Comic Book Day, you've got a story from Jim Henson's Labyrinth, Mouse Guard, Adventure Time, Lumberjanes, Goldie Vance, and The Cloud. So that's six fat stories, five to six page stories in one comic that will give you an example of each of those titles. We're a fan of all six of those titles. The Cloud was the only one that we weren't familiar with, and that's much more ethereal. It's still all ages, but it's going to be for, I'll say, upper elementary to middle, just because it's a little more esoteric, and it's soft and dreamy. You've got to read more. However, some of them, like Adventure Time, it's the goofy fun that kids six and up will love. Ditto Lumberjanes and Goldie Vance. Both of those are going to be great for elementary and anyone up. Mouse Guard is great for upper elementary to middle, just because of the vocabulary. And Labyrinth is great for any age. But realistically, kids in upper elementary and middle are going to like it more, just because of the content. And it's a little bit darker, but Labyrinth, wow, that's awesome to see that in comics again. The music you're listening to in the background is from Ian Allen Mack. You can find all of his stuff over at Free Music Archives. Bruce Lee made a triumphant return to comic books. I know, it's triumphant because he really was never in the medium. But it's triumphant nonetheless because it's Bruce Lee, and it is surprisingly awesome. We reviewed this last week, the first issue, that is, because we got our hands on the Free Comic Book Day issue and loved the comic, so we ran out and got the first issue, and the first issue is as fabulous. The Free Comic Book Day issue of Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises, has half of the first issue. It has a story of half of the first issue. So if you pick up Free Comic Book Day and then get issue number one, the first issue is twice this size. And that's worth noting because the issue you get for Free Comic Book Day, it's a full-size comic. So number one of Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises is a very large comic, and it's great. It really is. It's got enough throwback sensibilities for classic parents who grew up on comics to enjoy and relate to. And also for modern kids who may not know who Bruce Lee is, but are familiar with today's comic sensibilities, they're going to like it. The art is more of a throwback in the way it's presented, but it's drawn very modern. By that I mean, like, some of the panels will, they won't exactly be squares or rectangles. They'll squash out in either odd shapes or stars. It's fun. And what is even more surprising is that the plot really works, because Bruce Lee died tragically. How could they make a comic where he exists in today's modern world? That is the curveball. And then this comic succeeds marvelously. You're going to love it. It's Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises. Go out, get the first issue, but definitely get this at Free Comic Book Day. It's good for any age, really. It's action-packed. Any kid will love this. Any kid will also love Camp Midnight. I didn't get this at first because it's very starkly drawn. It's very monochromatic. I look at the art, and it's either in red and black or yellow and black. And then some pages are blue, white, and black. So it's very minimalist. And it really works because of the premise. The premise is a little girl who goes to summer camp. But it's a summer camp for monsters. And she's unaware that it's a summer camp for monsters because her best friend is a monster. Yet she's too scared to tell her that she's a monster. But at midnight, everybody turns into a monster except for this one little girl and her best friend, who doesn't turn into a monster because she's scared she's not going to be accepted. The art is really cool. It's different, and the story's really fun. It kind of gives you a good smile. And in the end, the other monsters temporarily accept her because she scares them and she has some strength. So it's got some good girl power. It's got some good monster stuff, and any age is going to like it. It's Camp Midnight. And who's this book from? Oh, it's from Image. Awesome. Cool. You'll like that. Next up is from Dark Horse. It's a compilation comic where they put three titles into one to showcase some of their stuff. First up is The Legend of Korra. Also features How to Train Your Dragon and Plants vs. Zombies. This is going to be a great comic book for anybody 9 and up. Just because of the words. Like, for example, the story for How to Train Your Dragon, Burning Midnight, has a fair amount of reading, so the kids are going to have to read a little bit, more than some comics. The art, though, is great. It really is. I'm checking over How to Train Your Dragon. It is really tightly drawn, and it's something that readers of any age are going to love. And we've really grown, also, to enjoy Plants vs. Zombies. If you're a parent and you say, zombies, I do not want my kid reading anything zombies. It's going to scare them. They're not going to sleep. And I'm going to have a horrible day. It's not like that. It's very comic. And they're going to like it. They get it from the get-go that it's a goof and it's Plants vs. Zombies. And the Legend of Korra is also very nice. It's a little simpler than the other two. There's not as much dialogue. So younger kids are going to be able to jump into that. Dark Lily and Friends is a compilation book from Space Goat Publishing, and it features four stories, three of which are going to be great for kids 9 and up, only due to the content. It requires a little more reading, and it may be a little too dark for the younger readers. The one story that's going to be great for young readers is called Monster Elementary. It's about a monster school that is raided by the feds and shut down. Kind of, I'm shortcutting things here, but the school is closed, and the monsters have to go to normal school where they can't eat the other students. It's cute, and it's great for kids any age. The other three stories, Dark Lily, Rocket Queen, and The Wrench, and Mage Incorporated, all have great art and really cool stories. A little bit dark tone. Again, great for kids 9 and up, and that is Dark Lily and Friends from Space Goat Publishing. One of the entries that DC Comics has for Free Comic Book Day this year is something called DC Superhero Girls. Now, this is an all-age title that is not exclusively aimed at girls, but it does have only young versions of DC girl superheroes, like Supergirl, Batgirl, Poison Ivy, Bumblebee, Wonder Woman, and Harley Quinn. You say to yourself, but some of those are kind of anti-heroes. They are. So comic purists can kind of just get past that. And it's high school. They're all getting along. That's what it is. It's got lots of action. It is mainly going to be for girls. Girls are going to be more attracted to it. But the art in it is great for anyone, as is the story. It has nice, soft, rounded characters that's, I guess, in line with some of the Marvel all-age titles that they've got out there. It's DC Superhero Girls. The favorite doctor that we all like to visit, Doctor Who, also has a really cool comic for Free Comic Book Day. Now, again, I count this as an all-age comic book because there's nothing violent or otherwise exclusive to adults. It is a very smart comic book with some very large vocabulary, so younger kids are not going to like it because of the vocabulary. However, if they want a challenge to read and they want some cool art and some great science fiction, check out Doctor Who. It's from Titan Comics, and it really is fabulous. Now, for the younger readers, this is probably one of the best books that you need to get for Free Comic Book Day, and it's one of those that really, really it slides under the radar. It is Dream Jumper from Graphic Spotlight. That's G-R-A-P-H-I-X. Now, this is an imprint of Scholastic. So, hey, a portion goes to benefit your child's library. I'm kidding, it doesn't. Graphics is more the trade paperback arm of Scholastic. But this story is so simple and so awesome. It's about a boy who can visit other people's dreams and impact it. And it sounds a little kind of Freddy Krueger-ish, but to today's audience, it's going to be brand new stuff. It really is. And what makes this stand out is the art and the creativity. It is just perfect for any age. I mean, literally, I can give this to a four-year-old, and they would say, I get this, because I get that there are some villains, there's some clever stuff, and there's a boy who can visit people in their sleep. It's not scary. It's awesome. And this is one of the ones you want to pick up if you have a child of any age. It's Dream Jumper from Graphics Spotlight. Grumpy Cat and Pokey have an ongoing monthly series. They've also got an entry in Free Comic Book Day. This comic book features four short stories from a very grumpy cat and his happy foil. This is light on action, heavy on humor, and it's cat-centered. So it's not going to appeal to everybody, but it's very cute for what it is, and the kids of a certain age are going to love it, especially if they love cats and like humor. It's Grumpy Cat and Pokey. This next book is one of our favorite comic books for Free Comic Book Day because it's so unique, it's got a very worldly perspective, and it's interesting. It is Hilda, and it's from the folks over at Nobrow. It's N-O-B-R-O-W. It has a couple of stories. One is from Hilda, It also has a short story from a character called Akisi and something called Fantasy Sports. What is neat about this is it really is. It was sourced almost from a globally sourced. It looks like Hilda's based somewhere from Central Europe. Fantasy Sports is a manga from Japan, probably. Akisi looks African. And there's another comic that looks like it's just Russian, perhaps. It's all in English. You can read everything. But the art, the style of each panel is unique. It's fun. It's one of the most unique comics that you're going to pick up for Free Comic Book Day. And I don't mean unique as a pejorative here. I mean it as it's just very refreshing and interesting and fun. So it's going to work if you have a kid who's looking for something that's unique and different. They're going to love it. It's Hilda, and it's from No Brow Publishing. A comic that looks like it's based on a movie is Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom. Now, you look at this, and the comic of the cover of it looks like you're looking at 3D animation puppets. It really does, and that to an extent is true because it's being made into a major motion picture, and I guess they just lifted some of the 3D animation from the movie for the cover here. Who's going to like this? Pretty much any kid. It's got some action, it's got some monsters, it's got a Chitulua. I don't know how to say that, but it's the Octopus Man Boy. Chitula. I think that's how you say it. That sounded a little Creed-ish there. I'm not sure who that was. But it's fun, it's monsters. Think Hotel Transylvania. Did your kid like Hotel Transylvania? If they did, they're going to love this comic because the first 60% of it is monsters and kids. That they are. The second half of the comic is a new creation from Stan Lee called The Unknowns, about a rock band that saves the universe, but the rock band are really monsters, so don't let their human appearances deceive you, because when they play music, they rock out and turn into monsters. It's an all-ages title, and it sounds like it isn't, but it is. It's very all-age friendly. Now, one comic that says it's all-age, but, wow, isn't really, is Junior Braves of the Apocalypse. It's from Oni Press. It's on the title of it. It says Junior Braves is the Walking Dead for kids, and that is very accurate. But I would almost class this for kids 12 and up. That's where the sad panda comes in and says, "Oh, you're just being a mamby pamby." I'm not. The art is very stark, but it's not stark that I mentioned in some of the previous comic books. It's very stark, as in these creatures are going to eat you and scare you. So it's going to be too much for younger fans. But if you have a kid that's, say, 12 and up, they're going to like it because it's zombies, and they like that. But if your child's 12, they could already be into The Walking Dead. So that could be, you know, proceed with your own caution at that. Junior Braves of the Apocalypse. Now, almost on the opposite end of that is one of our favorite comics because it reminds us of life in hell. This is called Moon Cop, and it's from who's it from? Drawn and Quarterly. It's a Tom Gauld sampler. And this art, not the art, the style of humor is very reminiscent of Matt Groening from Life in Hell. If you liked that series, you're going to eat this up. And that series really worked for adults much more so than kids. But there's nothing objectionable in Moon Cop. Any kid could read it. But only older kids, I'll say 12 and up, are going to laugh at it and realize how ridiculously funny it is. This is a very funny comic. I'm going to read this one here. One of them, and it's drawn in multiple shorts. Like, one is a story, and the second half of the comic is some Far Side-esque type panels, with each panel being a different story. One of the panels is Jaws, Reboot Possibilities. Bigger Shark. In Space. Opposites. Buddies. Existential. See, it's, but you look at the pictures of that. Bigger Shark is a much bigger shark. In Space, hey, he's in space. Opposites, oh, the man's in the water. The shark's in the boat. Buddies, they're riding each other. Existential, the man on the boat is looking at the water, waiting for Jaws. It's funny, it's very dry, it's very droll. Adults are going to love it. Find Moon Cop from Drawn and Quarterly, and you will laugh and thank me. Next up is Oddly Normal, and that is the name of a comic and the name of the title character from the aforementioned comic book Oddly Normal from Image. This is a great comic for kids who like it a little bit spooky, but very approachable, oddly normal. The character is a teenage, maybe a tween girl, who doesn't really fit into her world. She may have magical powers, and this issue reproduces issue number one from the first regular series of Oddly Normal. It's neat because you're not sure where it's going to go. She looks kind of elfin, and who is this comic going to be good for? I'll call it anybody, really. Girls may like it more than boys, just because the title character is a girl, a young girl. But really, that's beside the point. It's got big, rounded art that any age will like, and the vocabulary is spot on for anybody ages 6 and up. That's Oddly Normal. Next up is The Phantom, and this is The Phantom from back in the day, like back in the 30s and the 40s day. This is a classic character that has a new monthly series, or a new monthly miniseries, out. And in the free comic book version, we see two short stories from The Phantom. And it's neat because this is not really an all-ages title, but there's nothing bad about it for any age. It's got the classic, and when I say classic, I mean the classic artwork style back from the 40s, where it almost looks like it's scattered or not finished to the modern eyes. But it's also very, very detailed, and it has lots of action, and it's mysterious, it's fun, and it really is action-packed. Who's going to like it? Anybody will appreciate it for the action, but the vocabulary is such that ages 9 and up are going to be on par with The Phantom. There is no Billy Zane in this, by the way. One of our favorite comic books for Free Comic Book Day this year has got to be The Pink Panther. And you'd figure that it really wouldn't be, because I was kind of skeptical when I picked this up, because it's skinny, there's not much to it, but it's free, so take it with a grain of salt. And it is from, who's the publisher on this? American Mythology Productions. It's a skinny comic book for Free Comic Book Day, but it's awesome. It has two short stories and one-page story. One of the new stories is a new short from the Pink Panther that helps introduce kids to the classic character. One's a one-page story with the ant and the aardvark, and the other is a reprint from the Pink Panther back in the 70s. It's neat because the new story from the Pink Panther, it really is funny. It's great to look at. There's no words, no vocabulary. The Pink Panther doesn't talk. This isn't like the Muppet Babies talking or anything. This is the Pink Panther, classic Pink Panther, same modus operandi. He's not talking, but he finds a hammer on the street, and it happens to be a hammer of the gods that endows him with special powers. The Pink Panther goes on to do his magical pink thing. This is a great comic book. It really is. We can't wait for the first official issue in the all-new monthly series that comes out. Really, it's fun stuff. Make sure you get this one, regardless of who you have and what ages their kids are. Pokemon has a free comic book for Free Comic Book Day. I'll call it less of a comic and more of a quiz or a character recap for the folks in the Pokemon universe, because it is just about who are the characters, and it quizzes you on their superpowers, what they can do, who are their friends, who's like Pikachu, who's not. So this is going to be great for people and kids that already know Pokemon or that have literally no knowledge of Pokemon, because maybe they'll be curious about it and say, well, what's going on here? Regardless, it's free. It's from Viz Media. It's Pokemon for Free Comic Book Day. If your kids watch television at all, they may be down with Sanjay and Craig on... is it on Nickelodeon? I think it is. This comic book is from the folks over at Nickelodeon, as well as the folks over at Paper Cuts. Their Free Comic Book Day edition has a short story with Sanjay and Craig, plus a short from Harvey Beaks. It's neat because the paper's a very different quality from what you're going to experience otherwise. The content in the comic is good, but it's I'll put it on the edge just beyond Bob's Burgers. There's a little bit more sass, and there are some things that you may not want your kids to say in this, like under my butt, and it's a little ruder than some parents may not like for their comics. but that's it. If your kid is 9 or 10 up, they're really going to dig Sanjay and Craig, and that's just kind of a parental warning there. Nothing too bad, but you know, you want to keep your kids from saying that for as long as possible. At least, that's the way I want mine. The art, though, is pretty clever. It's good stuff. It's very reminiscent of Ren and Stimpy, to an extent. The almost kind of borderline rude, what the heck's going on there? Science Comics is absolutely one of the ones that I'm totally recommending that you get. It's going to be harder to find because there probably won't be that many available for Free Comic Book Day. It's from First, Second Comics. And they do a lot of great graphic novels, trade paperbacks, mainly books. They do very few comics. It's great stuff. It really is. In this case, we've got two short stories. One of the short stories is How a Cartoonist Got Her Gills, and the other one is Volcanoes Can Save Us. It's educational, it's fun, and the artwork is really neat. It works for the medium because it's done in normal block form, but it's educational, and it's something that kids are going to get. Because it is educational, there are a lot of words, and I'll put the vocabulary on par with, say, 9 and up. But if you have a child that really is curious about science, they are going to want to read this, especially the one about volcanoes. Volcanoes, fire, and life, because it involves a little bit of science fiction in there as well. But at the end of the day, this is education comic. This is an education comic that really delivers. It's fun to read, and it's one that the adults are gonna look at for hours and hours as well, and make you curious about the books, which is the end result of Free Comic Book Day. Bongo Comics. Now, this comic, every year, this is the 15th year for a Free Comic Book Day. Every year that Free Comic Book Day has been around, the incarnation from Bongo Comics has been one of our favorites. This year is no exception. It's thick. And Bongo Comics, they're the folks that bring you The Simpsons. It's funny. It's thick. There are a lot of jokes. Varied artwork. And it is funny. It reminds you of how great The Simpsons are as a comic book, as well as a show. Because, you know, sometimes the adults get kind of passe about it because it's been around for, what, 25 years? So you think, it can't still be good, but it is, and this comic book proves it. It's the Bongo Free Comic Book Day comic book. This is one you want to get, and this is one that seems to hang around also in the comic book store that we go to. So perhaps there's not a rush for it. Like, if you can only get 5 books, try to get that, but if there's a good supply of them, get something else. It's fabulous, though. Equally as fabulous is SpongeBob Freestyle Funnies. It's almost the same thing as the Bongo book, because it's thick, it's funny. United Plankton Pictures, it is on par with the SpongeBob comic, the monthly comic that is out there. That also is one of the best monthly comics that you'll get for your dollar. It really is. It's fabulous, it's funny, and it's one that you want to get. And in the free comic book version, you're taking a look at, I'll say, 5 to 6 short stories. And some of the short stories are only 1 page long, but it's funny. And if you parents didn't like SpongeBob on television because of some of the attitude that he has or his friends, the comic book does not have that. So jump on in, the water's fine. One of the few video game comics that comes out for Free Comic Book Day is Sonic Sampler. And that almost sounds like a pejorative, but I don't mean for it to be. A video game comic implies that, oh, they're more in tune with the video game than the comic. But in this case, Sonic has been around for almost 2 decades in comic book form, I think, if memory serves me correct. And in this free sampler from Archie Comics, the Sega tentpole classic character is up to his usual speed mayhem. And it's neat because this is it's a good starting point for kids. Like, our children love the Skylanders comic book. And this, in some ways, is as good, if not slightly better, because it's not as busy and it's not as manic, and it's got some good vocabulary. And bonus, in each issue of the comic, it's got a little recap of what happened as well as a character selection. So if you're afraid of your child not knowing who the characters are, there's a little character selection on the first page, and you can read along quickly with Sonic as he races and finds the keys to victory. It's good fun. Any age will love this. However, the vocabulary will limit those kids who can't read. So if you want them to go free range, go ages 7 and up. Otherwise, any age will love it. Strawberry Shortcake recently came back to the comic book world. Congratulations. She's on IDW. Issue number 1 from the series came out recently. This is issue 0. So hello, collector's item for Free Comic Book Day. Strawberry Shortcake. And this one, it's all about making cakes and tween jealousy and misunderstandings and things like that. This is a comic that will almost exclusively appeal to girls, young girls, and that's okay because there are very few that do that, and Strawberry Shortcake is a classic property. If your moms grew up with it, they're going to want to dive back into this as a chance for them to read, and it's all age appropriate looking over the vocabulary. There are some modern colloquialisms like, oh, there's an epic fail, I know, radical. Of course, the Barrykins, the bugs, the post office, everyone else is in town. So it's good fun for any age. Girls are going to like this. And at the back of the comic, there's a character recap to where you can figure out who everybody is. Strawberry Shortcake. Hey, there's Lemon Meringue, Orange Blossom, Cherry Jam, Plum Pudding. Everyone's there. It's a Strawberry Shortcake. So that wraps up the massive list of all-age comic books that are available for Free Comic Book Day. It's this Saturday, May 7th, 2016. It's always the first Saturday in May. First Saturday in May. It's a magical time. Where is your closest comic book store? Well, if you don't know, shame on you. But type into your search engine, comic book store locator, and then type in your zip code, and you will be magically located to the place where you can get your closest comic book itch from. It's good fun. It really is. And as I said, a lot of the stores are going to be having artists drawing things and some free events, maybe like costume contests and things like that. So call in advance to see if there are some contests that maybe your child could get in on, because not many kids go dressed in costume, and it's a hoot. It's fun. It's Free Comic Book Day this Saturday. Enjoy it and have fun.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.